The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And this, by the way, is Heart Month, and I'm joined now by Professor Mark Dare, consultant cardiologist and head of heart failure at the Mater Private Network. And Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me on.
Now, let's talk about smoking and the heart rather than smoking and the lungs. We are well versed with the link between lung cancer and smoking. But talk to me, what does smoking do to the heart and what is the mechanism of the damage?
So smoking is a disaster for your heart over time. What it does is it causes narrowings in the arteries which supply your heart with blood. And that causes angina, which is pain when you exert yourself, and it causes heart attacks, which can cause permanent disability or kill you. So it's not the thing to do.
Mm. Now, the mechanism by which it happens, you know, we're always being told about cholesterol and about clogging up of the arteries as a result of, you know, a bad diet. How does the actual inhalation of smoking with all its chemicals, including the addictive nicotine, how does that actually generate this narrowing and hardening of the arteries?
So it's the chemicals themselves which cause inflammation within the arteries, and they respond in this unhelpful way by narrowing up. And it combines with other things like a high cholesterol, like poor diet, like diabetes, to really increase your risk of this causing you trouble in your lifetime. Mm. It can also raise blood pressure. And that's another thing that we know damages the arteries and causes them to narrow up.
And of course can ultimately lead to stroke if the blood pressure is too high. So the components of cigarettes, because it's fundamentally tobacco plus all the other stuff that the companies put into it, is it the tobacco itself? In other words, if you had ordinary natural tobacco untreated by the manufacturers, would that be okay?
I don't think that would be okay either. It's principally the tobacco which seems to be the problem because it contains nicotine and other chemicals. And the problem is that when you burn it and you burn it with the other substances in cigarettes, that's where you get all the problems. There's this compound called snus or snus, which is tobacco in a little pouch, which you can put in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And that raises your blood pressure and raises your heart rate and brings nicotine into the system and can cause all sorts of cancers in the mouth as well. So it's a very harmful, it's a very harmful product.
Now, the reason I'm pursuing that particular line is about vaping, because a lot of people might use vaping quite formally to reduce their addiction to cigarettes. But if there's nicotine in there in a smaller dose, because that's the whole idea, to slowly reduce the amount of nicotine you take in, are vapes therefore pretty dangerous too?
Well, we think vapes are safer. They contain nicotine, which is very addictive and does have an adverse impact on the heart and the circulation. But you get far fewer chemicals in there. And we think the chemicals are likely to be safer, but we just don't know the long-term impact yet. It took a long time, you know, after smoking started for people to really recognize the harms of smoking. And people haven't been vaping that much for very long. It's only been the last few years. So although we think they're safer, and they probably are safer, we can't be 100% certain yet.
And the idea of using vaping to reduce your dependence on cigarettes and ultimately eliminate them and hopefully then eliminate vaping, that is the ideal, if you like, pathway.
I think, yes. I mean, if you're struggling to get off smoking, I think, you know, if you can use vaping to help you get off smoking, then that's going to be a good thing probably for you. And if I smoked and was addicted to smoking, I'd be looking at that as one of the strategies. But it's not the only strategy to stop smoking. And, you know, stopping altogether, if you can manage that, which is very difficult, would be a better strategy.
Okay, now what about nicotine patches, which some people use, or nicotine gums? Do they have the same adverse effect on the heart?
Possibly not, because you're not inhaling a lot of other chemicals and components too. But nicotine is a substance which will raise your heart rate and will raise your blood pressure and will cause your arteries to narrow down a little, and therefore it's probably best avoided too. But again, if it's part of a strategy to get you off cigarettes and inhaling these 7,000 chemicals or whatever that are in cigarettes, it's probably a good thing. But I think you should be looking to, it's part of a strategy to get you away from nicotine addiction, away from smoking, away from vaping.
Now, the question of giving up and what good accrues to you when you give up, you know, is it never too late to give up smoking?
It's never too late to give up smoking. So if you start smoking when you're in your late teens, early 20s, and you keep smoking, as a man, we think you're going to lose about 12 years of your life. Okay. And as a woman, you're going to lose 11 years of your life. It has a huge impact. Even if you give up smoking in your late 50s, early 60s, you're going to get four of those years back. And you're going to feel better. Your blood pressure is going to come down. Your heart rate's going to come down. Your lungs are going to clear. Your arteries are going to gradually relax and respond in a more normal way to when you exercise and other things. So it's never too late to give up smoking.
Some people observe, now this is anecdotal, but I've heard it so many times, that when they give up smoking, they end up getting sicker more often. And if you like, the cure can be, for a while at least, worse than the disease.
I think it's difficult to know about that because, of course, when things happen together, we tend to associate them together. And it does seem sometimes that when you go back through the story, people say, well, they were feeling ill and then that prompted them to stop smoking. But then, of course, the problems that are already there, they don't go away straight away. So they stop smoking and then they get ill.
Again, the guy leaning on the bar's explanation is that the lungs are so clogged up with tar that the little viruses and cold bugs can't get at them.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I think we know that people who smoke get lots more chest infections and other problems. So
for people listening to us now who have been smoking since their teens, be they male or female, when are they likely to have that heart attack? Now, it's a statistical thing because some people live to 105 smoking 20 a day and never show any harm. Mind you, they might have lived to 115 if they hadn't smoked, but that's another.
That's the point. You don't know the. The other side of the story.
Just on average, at what point is someone likely to have that first heart attack if they've been smoking, say, from the age of 18?
So if you go around a coronary care unit, which is where we care for heart attacks, you will see a bunch of men in their 40s and 50s, late 40s, early 50s, who are having the sort of week they never expected to have. And who are sitting there reevaluating things and what's going to happen to them going forward. And so that's what it feels like. But as I say, you're tending to get things 10 to 12 years earlier. So if you don't smoke, men often get coronary disease in their 70s. And if you do smoke, then you're looking at your 50s and your 60s. Now, the good thing is we've got lots of great treatment now for heart attacks and other problems. We've got lots of strategies for preventing it. So many people now survive and have a good quality of life in the way that they didn't.
And but after that misadventure, they never smoke again.
I have to say that having a good heart attack is a great way to stop smoking. That is when most people seem to give up successfully.
All right. Professor Mark Dare, consultant cardiologist and head of heart failure at the Matter Private Network. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.